Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Break me, mold me, fill me, and you. Living God, fall afresh on me. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh. Break me, mold me, fill me, and use me, Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me.
God will not use a stone he has not tried.
Break me, mold me.
It's a prayer.
Fill me. Are you? Living God, fall afresh on me. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Break me, living God, fall afresh on me.
In Jesus' mighty name. The truth is that what God intended for us in the new covenant is for us to operate from inside out. That is why everything he gave you to prosecute life and destiny is installed inside of you. So if you want to search well to find out, to find God and to find out his endowment, he's not outside, he's where? Inside. That is why there is need for searching. Have you heard the testimony of the potter and the potter's house? That is a testimony of a man that is molding his artifice, his masterpiece after his desire. Do you know what the scripture testified about that? He said that after some season, the man saw his works and noticed that it is, even though he is good, but it's not in the shape that he wanted it. What did he do? Initially, I didn't read that place well. I thought the breakings of the Lord is what happens just but for a moment. I didn't know that for God to get you to the shape that you are supposed to be, you need to visit the potter's house.
That is when we realize that the moldings and the breakings of God can take many seasons. So he can break you 2 years ago, and where you are heading to now, the mold that you will take for you to execute that assignment, you need a fresh breaking. Are you with me? No man is qualified for character molding that has not experienced breaking. What? You are not qualified. You are not supposed to be there. This teaching is for men that understand the path of brokenness. Because all the things we are teaching here will be falling on the ground. It will not produce the results. You see, you can hear me and not hear me. The only reason why you won't hear me is because you have not walked the path of brokenness. You see, your heart is still a fallow ground that cannot receive the dealings of the Spirit. It takes a particular posture to receive dealings from the Holy Ghost. Are you with me? So the scripture testified in a certain place about Jesus. He said him, even though he did not count it robbery to be equal to God, but for him to be able to execute the assignment that has been given to him, he said he took upon him the form of man. Are you with me? So there is a form, there is a shape that a man will take for you to be suitable to receive dealings from the Holy Spirit. It was when he was found in that form, the scripture now said he became obedient. Are you now with me? So the dealings of God will not be administered to a man that has not passed through brokenness. It will be an effort in futility. This man will hear the words of God and their heart will not even receive it. Some of them is hard. That means the Holy Ghost needs to break you. And then when he breaks you, then his administration will find penetration. So even Jesus, for him to receive the dealings, are you with me? He has to be in a particular mode. The scripture testified that him, he is not robbery for him to be called God, but for him to receive dealings, he decided to be man, because it will be a man, somebody in the mode of a man that can receive dealings. Are you getting the point? And that is why sometimes for God to bring you through dealings in a particular season, there is a mood you will have to take. So some people will come and tell me they perceive God is doing this thing. I'll tell them, come and follow guys and pray in tents. Come and stay with them. They will run away. Meanwhile, are you with me? Meanwhile, they want God to do certain things in their life and through their life. You miss the point. You are missing the point, because that dealing is in a particular place. The dealings, if Jesus was found as God on the face of the earth, nobody will administer any dealing for him. In fact, we worship him. Is it not true? Because the questions they have been asking him, if you are the Messiah, there is a way you should appear. You should appear with mighty shining. Because the testimony of Moses was that God will send a prophet like unto me, and that one will come with a shining face. But when Jesus came, he came in a sheep's manger. And when nobody believed it. In fact, for the fact that he said he's a Messiah, that is the reason why they even punished him and killed him. How can you be in a manger and say you are a Messiah? The ones we talk about are the big peoples of the society. See, there is a place a man will elevate himself. He will not receive the dealings of the Holy Spirit, and he can never pass through process. When seasons unveil, you will find out that you lack rank and stature, authority to administer the works of God, because the Holy Spirit did not gain government in your heart. The reason is because you are not in a particular form, shape, that we receive those dealings. The reason also is because you have not received brokenness. It's a man that has visited the potter's house. That's where you receive breaking. And the truth is that sometimes when God breaks you in, and then he begins to walk with you, then a demand will be made for you to come up either. But before you come up, there is a need for you to be broken again. Are you with me? Somebody wanted to build this house and maybe broke the blocks and all those. After building for a time, he now noticed that we want to make this thing upstairs. I want to ask you, if you want to make a building upstairs, is it the same foundation? Is it the same pillars? You will have to break up some things and go deeper. If you run away from brokenness, if you run away from breaking, you will not receive administration of dealings. The Holy Spirit will not be given license to minister dealings to you. and you are far away from the character of the Spirit. Very far. So the challenge is this: there are people that have experienced breaking in some certain aspects of their life, but certain areas they shielded. Are you with me? They shielded it out. Anytime you start going towards that area, they will fight you. That area is no go area for the Holy Ghost. Is it not true? The areas of your life that is no go area. Any preacher that begins to preach to that point becomes instant. In fact, you will notice that something in you will start defending it. If they preach about it, you even go to the Bible to search. Something in you will start defending it. And my generation is there. And that is why they will never end up in anything very big. They defend many things. Instead of them to yield to the Holy Spirit to mold their character, they can even go to the Bible and defend their lawlessness. They can go to the scripture to defend their carelessness. They can go to the scripture and defend the fact that they are foolish. Defend the fact that they live in sin. There are many things you can defend. But when a man begins to allow the Holy Ghost to break him, oh, when he breaks you, he begins to mold you. What men will see after that time is a masterpiece. What they didn't know is the process. You see, when you see a masterpiece, what you saw is a finished product. But they didn't tell you what that product passed through. Some of the cars you are seeing, some of them, you didn't see where they melted the metal. Did you see when they melted? You didn't see that one. You didn't see the temp. Do you know how much the temperature that can melt a metal? You are not there. You don't know the heat the man was subjected to become the kind of man he was. But you like those cars. Okay, what was the name of that your car? They like all that. I heard that Mercedes Benz, they will bring the prototype engine and keep it and allow it to run for many hours to test whether is how long it can work before they will now take it and put you just jump out and say God called me. Satan knows you won't last. I'm telling you, he knows you won't last. He's not bothered that you went on a 21 days fast, and when you came out you began to see in the spirit and you said that God called you. He's not bothered. He will just keep a damn set close to you. Because, are you with me? You're not with me. He knows that one day after anointing, you will use something to cool down. He's not your fault. Are you with me? It's simply because you didn't pass through breaking. And the deception in this is that if tomorrow you become rich, if tomorrow you become influential, if tomorrow you find yourself in a place where you are in influence, people will begin to assume that everything about you is correct. They won't know that you have many deficiencies. And for the fact that you have not assumed position, they will not be able to deal out some things to you. Like, for example, if you're anointed, there are many things people know that is wrong with you. They can't tell you. Because they need your anointing. All of them will gather around you and be collecting your anointing. The day your anointing stop, they will now tell you the truth. That is why the best way to raise people is to bring them to Christ. You don't use anointing. Okay, take for example, let's use our generation. Take for example the character of patience. That thing is perseverance. You don't like that message, even though you don't know you don't like it. If I tell you 5 years now, anytime I tell somebody, okay, it's 5 years, your heart will skip. Is it not true? Your heart will skip. That is a proof that my generation wants. They want microwave Christianity. Anything that we put them in process, they run away from it. Is there no shortcut? That's their question. There is none. If you want to become a man molded by the Holy Ghost, you put yourself there and leave. Bring your time, your clock, break it. Stop looking at it. And then the Holy Ghost will begin to walk. Begin to walk. Begin to walk. Begin to walk. He doesn't use your time. You see, the scripture said in the book of Galatians. Is it not Galatians? I think chapter 3. He said that even though an heir is a king apparent, that he is for right, he is put under tutors and governors. You know what is governor? Governor, it means the person must come under government. Have you seen a person that is ruling that didn't come under government himself? He will be a vagabond. Are you with me? That person will be a man that will misrule and abuse power, because he will think it's all about power. He won't know that power is for a purpose. A man that doesn't have character will not know that there is a purpose for power. He will think that power is the end on itself. And when you come to that point, even Satan can borrow you and use your power and anointing to achieve his means. Are you with me? Ask me how. Politicians will come and put their head, and we lay hands on them, and they will enter into the government house. They will be the one to shut down church. Trace it well. Trace it well. It's possible we are part of the people that prayed in some people into government and they shut us down. It's like that. The reason is because we did not understand the purpose of power. You don't put people like Jesus under pressure to pray for you. They are not under pressure. Because even if you gather the whole world, you might think this is an easy thing until you are there. Let's say the governor of this state appears in front of everywhere and said, I have found out this young man has the oil of the Spirit. His oil is the most corrosive. His oil can shift mountain. His oil can make the valleys to skip. I have seen God do and undo. Since this generation, there is no man that is as anointed as him. And I know that the word of God on his mouth never fails. Let's welcome God's servant to come and speak a word in 30 seconds for us. I believe in the next 15 seconds, the whole state of my life will change. Now you took mic and your voice will change in the name of Jesus. But a man of the Spirit that the Holy Ghost has tutored, that has passed through government, as he's talking, you are saying, help me, Holy Spirit, help me. Help me. As he's finished, the Holy Ghost did not say anything. Take excuse. Let me ease myself. In case you don't want to disgrace the person, what do? Take excuse. Let me ease myself. Eh? From there, they will ask, where is he? They will say, he's at home now. They will now come and find you at home. Because that is what they should have done. To find out whether God is sending you first. Because Balaam did not find out his weakness. It was in the book of Revelation that we began to find out what was the issue with Balaam. That he has greed in his heart. Huh? That thing that was left as a character deficient made him to engineer a system in the spirit just to feed that weakness that he had. I know you didn't read that place well, because he went ahead, because he understands the laws of the spirit. Eh? He tutored Balak on how to take advantage of those laws. Meanwhile, even though the children of Israel were men of covenant, but they were not educated in the laws of the spirit, so they became culprits to those laws. Are you with me? So he taught them that if you can get them to sleep with the Moabites, then the covenant and covering of God over their life will weaken. These men are not, they married the Moabites. As soon as they were doing it, they are mixing, it became a mixed multitude. So when God raised his vengeance, he saw that it was mixed with his people. At that point, Moab was covered. It seems as if God cannot release his judgment. Or rather, when he releases his judgment, it cuts across both his people and everywhere. Who taught? You see, it was his character deficient that made him engineer a way in the spirit. So, and after some time, when we now came to the book of Revelation, we now found out that way became a doctrine. Character deficiency became a way. when we traded that path for long, it became what? A doctrine, the doctrine of Balaam. So when God is dealing with some certain people now, they will see, they will know that God is looking at next three generations. Because there is a way God will use you now, and your weakness, your the next generation will think is strength. For example, if you are a revivalist, they always think that you have hot temper. And it seems as if it's true. There is a way you talk with that boldness. You need to mellow it with a lot of gentility, with a lot of gentleness. And it's a hard place to come to. It's not an impartation. May I tell you for free? It's not an impartation. They have two key challenges as a revivalist. One is that they are impatient. When they see you misbehaving like this, they wonder why you are misbehaving. It is as a result of the purpose that God sent them to accomplish. So, most times they use their level of grace to judge what you should be doing. So after some time, the Holy Spirit will begin to help the person to touch it, to engineer it. Is the Holy Spirit that should do it. Don't do it in the flesh. Because if you do it in the flesh, you can come to a point where you have removed the courage. There is a courage that comes with that. There is a courage. So that when you come, you challenge Ahab. But you need to also know that this same anointing can meet small children if they insult you like this. Sometimes you can look at it and leave it. But some people can insult you, and we know that this one is Satan behind it. So you cannot just come and decide to walk in the flesh, decide to say, this one now, this is the way. There is no fast rule. It's the dealing of the Holy Spirit that will bring you there. So if you say, let's stop talking. So stop talking, though, is not the answer. It's for the Holy Spirit to circumcise your tongue. Talkativeness. There are people, they can talk. And they can talk, it's not because they talk too much. Oh. They can talk, is because if they talk for 5 minutes, they will damage things in the flesh. They don't talk much, but the little they speak. But there are people you will discuss with. After 1 hour, you will move from discussion to prayer. Because that one is not talkativeness. That one is edification. So, as I say, talkativeness is talk that cannot edify. Even if it's 5 minutes you spoke, it's still talkativeness. Have you seen my father in the Lord say that Jesus, as much as he spoke, he never cracked one joke. Jesus never cracked. Do you know how much he spoke? One of the writers said that if we begin to write what Jesus did, that there is no book that will contain it in this world. But as much as Jesus spoke, he didn't crack one joke. Every word he said was for a purpose. It carried with it spirit and life, the capacity to edify. You wake up in the morning and crack one joke. Say, but didn't know be firewood. Make man flex more. Laugh with me small. That's your problem. You are a talkative. That's what I'm saying. Even though you spoke for 5 minutes, you are a talkative. The reason why you are a talkative is that word didn't come from. And if you talk like that for long, your problem is even much. It's not just that you are speaking unedifying words. You now say it for long, then your problem is much. Because if you see somebody that talks too much, unedifying words, there is always sin in there. There is no way you can sin. It's impossible. When you talk too much, you must sin. When you talk too much words that don't edify, There is no, you will sin very soon. It's impossible. You can't run away from it. It's consequential. So the Holy Ghost needs to tamper our hearts, so that even though we walk in the brutality of our anointing, inside our heart is gentility. Inside our heart is compassion. I'm telling you, there are some anointings that will come on you. You notice it happens to me sometimes. When it comes on me like this, I will change to another person. Then after that time, you will see the person dancing and smiling with you. My brother, that thing is something. Part of the science of maturity in the anointing is that you start reducing that thing. The reason why I'm telling you this thing is that we have not gotten there. That's why I'm telling you. See, people learn more when you tell them about the things that they pass through. The things that are their possible weaknesses they conquered, so that you know that nobody is a... I don't care who you think in this world. All of them passed through process. Even the Bible said that Jesus, he became obedient through the things he suffered. Somebody came to the Garden of Gethsemane that knew that the reason why he is here on earth is to die, and said, if it's possible, let this cup pass over me. And you are the one that say you won't say it. Eh? As you are now, you like money. Yes. It depends on how much they brought. My father in the law said that if they bring dollars in gym test bag. Let me give you an example. Have you been in a room where there is mint? It has its own perfume. It doesn't matter the perfume you used, the perfume. People with experience are smiling. It doesn't matter the perfume you use. If you enter a room with mint, it will overshadow. Kai, your tongues will change. Adleto kadaha satwata kabentwa. This thing I'm saying is a proof we need help. We need help. But people will not admit it. A pastor can give him 100,000, he will say no. Until they give him 1,000,000. There is a news I was reading. My brother Nonso posted it. He said that there is a pastor that went to do evangelism, and the way he was dressed and the things happening to him, the people he went to preach to were cursing him. We are insulting him. Then the pastor turned and pointed at them and said, they're raining curses on them. I said, they will suffer for 600 years. You saw it. They said they will suffer for 600 years. My brother, is that thing. Things know they happen like that. Something cost it. Imagine the one, probably the wife dealt with him at home. Landlord dealt with him. Eh? They dealt with him where he is owing. He said, let me preach the word of God. That's the only thing remaining. He still went to preach the same place. They are now dealing with him. The man said, for 600 years. For 600 years. Until somebody came, a group of people heard it, and they now bought a house for him. If you see his suit, the man became handsome. This is not your real look. Okay, this is not your color. Trust the Holy Ghost to give you money. Trust Jesus to make you rich, so that we even know what is what. Because there are people saying they will die for Jesus, it's because they don't have money. This, as we are saying, I'm here to tell you, you notice I'm doing practical session. I'm here, this is the practical dimension of the Christian life. I'm not here to wow you. I'm here to share it like this. Like this, everybody collect your own portion. Do you know the reason why they have not contacted you for long? You never be millionaire. When you hit it, 100 million, 50 million, and you tell your father that you want to go to, that God sent you 2 weeks to go and minister to people in Zambisa Forest. He said, come here, he's a demon. That spirit, they have already told himself, the small one you are doing, not to talk of that big one. Oga, there are things you will tell your father you want to do now. Yeah? He will tell you that, he will quote Bible to show you that you are not permitted to do it. Meanwhile, it's not because it's in the Bible. He's saving you in the flesh. And he's using Bible to support it. Have you not noticed that there are many things your father is preventing you from doing? He is protecting you. Parents do it in the flesh. When they shield you from process, you will not become anything useful. Process is a blessing. It's not always the same, but have you not found out that people that are mates in a house, they turn out better human beings than the children of the house? The only difference is because of process. Because everybody should pass through that process. It's just that they are not... I live with somebody. Anytime I travel, don't want to call the place. The guy, what he passed through in this life made him one of the best people you can meet. It was not intentional. Huh? He started fending for himself, started surviving. Huh? This is a young man that would have been a lost, a vagabond. In fact, when he was small, if he says he doesn't want to go to school, his father will shout at his mother and say, leave that boy alone, must everybody, must you go to school every day? The boy will go and be playing. Anything he says, the father buys for him everything, or anything and anything. Until, you know. And then, as somebody died, he began to fend for himself. That's when he found out that there is another realm in this earth. He never believed existed. By the time he passed through it for 10 years, he became a man that is fit for living. I tell you for free. You need process. If it's not for process, people like us won't be here. I know myself. If you know the advice, many advice my mother gave me those days, because she checked me like this and found out that this my son no get power. Make we find something easy for him. Is it not what they tell you at all? Is it not true? So when I enter secondary school, after the first visit my mother came for, when she was leaving, should I tell this story? It will expose me. After that first one, I started crying. Because when I reached the hostel, if you see the beating, my brother, I think everybody should go to a boarding school. It's a school on inside a school. There is a schooling they give you that is beyond the academics. By the time you are leaving, you are qualified for life. Because as of then, I can't do anything. My father used to carry me to Onitsha those days. But when they flogged me 6, I now went to my classroom, and it's like this. You can be seeing the main road. I was looking at the road, and I was crying like this. I was, is this what I will suffer for 6 years? When I came back, I saw my fellow young men, and there is no phone those days. Even the seniors is not too permitted. So do you know what happened? I started the process. Do you know we do night class? Do you know how much we sleep? It's not they are waking, you are saying, it was then I had the internal alarm. My internal alarm wakes 5 minutes before 5. Because it's by 5 they will ring the bell. I know the bell those days in DMGS. Bagada, 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 bagada. At that time, for my life, I will never forget that bell. That's how much the dealing entered my soul. If they are ringing the bell, I'll be hearing it from far away in the dreamland. And they will be calling me. They'll be calling me. When I appear, this is the way we wake up. And before we sleep, we keep our lantern close to the bed and everything, because 5 minutes after that ringing, everybody should be standing in prayer. If you are, oh God, God have mercy on you if you are not there. God have mercy on you. Did you go to a boarding school? You missed out. I shouldn't be telling you this, my story. By the time they did it, just 1, 2, 3, I became tough. By the time I came to SS1, I became so enshrined in the, I learned the system. I learned the system so much that by then, so if you see my steps those days like this, so when I came back in SS1, one of the times that closed, my mother said, this is not the son I sent to school. It became obvious that something has changed. Meanwhile, that there are some negative aspects, but the positive aspect is that by the time I reached SS2, I began to run my life, because the destiny of God upon my life is to become a trailblazer, a pioneer. And the pioneers are not, they don't know many things. Their grace is such that they find themselves on hard ground, fallow ground, new ground. Are you now seeing the point? So you will be looking for examples for the things you are doing. There won't be many. The only way to prove that what you are doing is correct is what God told you and the grace that He has given to you. So it was, by the time I finished SS2, I was the one that did jam, did everything. The only thing I did is to show them I've gotten admission. I ran everything, and because of that, all my siblings, they had faith. Imagine if I didn't succeed in going there. And the 6 of us went to University of Nigeria. They used to say it's magic. We have people. No, it's not. Imagine the people that will miss it if you don't yield to the Holy Spirit to mold character in you. Perseverance. That capacity to stay carrying grace and power. It is not an impartation. It's a dealing. After many seasons, people begin to attribute to me as somebody that can stay, that can stay. That was not my story when I was young. It is process that molded me that I can hold on to something now. And I have the capacity to stay there. I don't care that things are tough or bad. That is not my concern. Have we finished doing what we are doing? If He demands us not eating, why are you eating? Food is not for you to have strength to execute your assignment. It's not to bombard your body. When you finish eating like that, now you can't pray in the night. Since you can't pray in the night, that means food is not good for you. Stop eating. Have you not noticed it? There is a way you load yourself. Men with experience are laughing. Has it not happened to you? There is a way you load yourself. Even an alarm can't wake you, dog. It will ring, you snooze. It will ring, you snooze. Snooze it 5 times. And you will now say, God. The spirit is willing. You know me, Lord. You know me. Tomorrow, you know me. God knows you. Even Satan knows you. The witch in your territory knows you. Everybody knows you. It's you that don't know yourself. It's only you that doesn't know. You can look at yourself. You will know you have greed in your heart. You can look at yourself. You will know that you are stingy. See, me, people look at me now and say I give. I'm not always like that. Oh. Hey. I'm not always like that. But today, if I don't give in a day, it will seem as if I'm missing something. It will seem as if something is not correct in my day. I give and give and give and give. I'll be looking at my account. It's going down, and go to zero. I'll say, God, he has finished. And then another one will come. And then I will start giving. If I don't give, what am I doing with money? What are you doing with money? The question you ask yourself, what is the, why do you need money? If it's not to give, to buy new shoe. Thank God, God has delivered me. Anyway, be operating at your level, oh. But where I am now, God has delivered me from those things. If I don't have shoe now, who is ashamed? There is me. Me is ashamed. You don't know me. Me ashamed. Why? Why should I, tell me why I should be ashamed? It will cut out trouble for me. Huh. You don't know when I snap without my new suits. Some damsels we are liking it like this. If the suit is not there, damsel won't see you. You are saved from the trouble. The Lord give you understanding. So sometimes you don't need those clothes in the days of your query site. May they not see you like that. So that you quietly pass through. I'm saving your life. I'm saving your life. This is practical session. You can use this one and enter the field. And you can fail. Even for damsels, sometimes you don't have many clothes. It's not a bad thing. Then your real husband will locate you like that. And then fine clothes will start coming. And then some guys will say, ah, this babe fine like this. Oh boy, make we go shoot our shorts. They are coming in the flesh. The people that are in the spirit saw beyond the physical look. Meanwhile, I'm not saying you should look. You are missing the point. That's not my point. Kai, come back. I'm helping you. This is the nitty-gritty of the Christian faith. If a man have the capacity to persevere, that means God can take him through process. That means God can look at something and hand it over to you. Something he knows that it will take 5 years to mature. But because you don't have patience, after 2 years, you say, oh God, why will he me? Why would he be you? Something that takes 5 years. Since you want it fast, you enter university, why don't you stop in 200 level and say, give me my certificate for the 2 years I studied. Go to UNN. They will keep you for 20 years. They are not interested. But since you don't want to finish. There is a lecturer in chemistry department. That one you are thinking about. That one, we say, your destiny is in my hands. I don't know if he still says it now. Say he is willing to keep you, especially you people that have carryover. That he even give you more carryovers. You already have carryover. May the Lord deliver anybody under the sound of my voice.
online or offline from carryovers.
Yeah.
Carryover can take away your anointing in school.
Hey.
There are people that were born in for Jesus until they looked at their results and they saw EFCC. And then they said, let's take it easy. May God no shame us. Let's take it easy. So they started taking it easy. They reduced evangelism, reduced prayer, reduced their fellowship, reduced many things. And then Satan now got, because the problem is that, anyway, that's another thing. They lack good mentorship. So they don't know how to manage their life. The psalmist said, teach me to number my days so that I will apply my heart to wisdom. What does it mean? That scripture, what is it talking about? Time management. That scripture is talking about what? Time management. I've taught a few people here. I remember the days some of you were complaining. I said, tell me what you do from morning till night. When you tell me, you will find out you are wasting time. You have at least 6 hours wasted. An average man has at least 6 hours he wastes in a day. I'm telling you, go and check. Take time, check your day, 24 hours. You will see you waste on the average 6 good hours doing nothing. Minimum. Even when you are in campus, in between 2 lectures, there is 1 hour. Sometimes 2. What are you doing with it? And you say you don't have time to pray. Those days when I learned these things, in between those 1 hour, I'm teaching you practicals of Christian faith. I will rush into the uncompleted in my department and I will do for 1 hour. Another lecture, I will jump out. And then we finish that one. Another 1 hour, I will enter into that place. Sometimes if I can't, and there are notes and things to copy, there is these things we are using now. The one we have those days is not this touched. I'll put some message on speaker and put it on my in our class like this. The thing will be playing on loudspeaker. The reason is, if you don't put it on loudspeaker, people will come to discuss with you. People will come to ask you questions. People, but once it's blasting, and the voice there those days is DP. Those days, the messages I listened to the most when I was in camp, you need to go there. That's where you need. Stop listening to messages from 2015. It's not benefiting you. You are not there in the spirit, my friend. Go back to 2001. Go back to 2005 and 7. That's where he taught on the gates of time. Before people started, people start teaching gates now. DP have taught the gates of time and told us how to man the gates in prayer in the spirit. So I will put it on and the man will be roaring. So many carnal people, they don't like to hear those things. I'm also telling you how to save your time. There are many carnal roommates and people around you. Put my message on loudspeaker. When the things start like this, they will say, what is happening like this? Which one? They don't do opening prayer in your church. I thought they do opening prayer and then they now do worship and then they now do and then they now that is the oppression of, well, let me not say this one. All those things they do, worship, although where are they going to? Is ascendancy they are looking for? Is it not where they are going? We already know where they are going. So there is no need to waste time. Are you not getting the point, Doc? So let's go there direct now. Where are we taking shortcuts? So where we are going is the place of ascendancy. That's where you begin to touch tangible things in God. So why are we wasting time? Then if you worship small, your soul will be gathered together, and then the person that offended you, you will be forgiving him small. Then after 30 minutes, you forgive him. Then the people that said many things, somebody that is owing you, the woman owing you 20,000, you'll be calculating, this woman, if I allow her now, the next market. Hey. But when you enter this hall, maybe it's my sister Odinaka that is leading prayer. You say, what is happening? Let's take it easy. Where will I join? Has it not happened to you before? Where will I join this prayer now? Where will I join? You'll be forced to. If you come here and you don't allow the Holy Ghost to help you, you will stay in the flesh throughout. It's high tempo in the spirit. The reason we do that is that we want to make sure that any man that decides to follow Jesus on every day you come here, if you want to touch God, you will touch God. We don't have off days. If you have met an off day here, raise your hand. You now came that day and nothing happened. Okay, it's possible it didn't happen for you. But even yourself is rare. Because if I notice you are not praying, I arrested somebody to my office when prayer was going on this evening. Yes, I will arrest you. I have tackled you now. Have I not tackled? I have tackled everybody here. Go and bring wine and come and thank me. Because you don't know what I'm doing to you. I would have left you to be lost. And then you stay here for 5 years. I wonder why you are still a babe. We have laid foundation. Let's now go to our topic today. It's a long lecture. The reason why we have to go like this is because this is not one of the teachings you don't give time. You have to give time because you have to allow the Holy Spirit to be doing surgery as you are talking. Are you with me? He'll be doing surgery. 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 So as I'm speaking, I might not call out your character deficiency, but you will know. Write it down. Character is not one of the things that God works on in limbo. No. What is working on, you will know it. You will know his impatience. You will know his pride. You will know his talkative. Those days, I went to my room. I wrote it. I wrote my weakness. I talk talkative. I wrote it, talkative. So anytime I wake up, I would be telling Holy Spirit, this talkativeness. Sometimes it's an exaggeration. If you are a minister, one of the things you must deal with is exaggeration. Kai, that one is consistent. There is no man of God that has not made the mistake once or twice. No, I don't care who you think. Anybody you think at all has made the mistake. Exaggeration. The first person I heard say it is Reverend A.A. Allen. Exaggeration. He's the one that also spoke about talkativeness. You notice you can't give. You can't give. There are people here I know God wants to use financially, but they can't give. They give, but if God wants to use you in a dimension, the grace you will have there will be obvious. It's not something that will be contestable. Are you getting the point now? It won't be contestable that you are a giver. So, for example, God comes amongst your brethren, like you people now live in tents, and you are the only one that is just 200 that you have. There are people amongst you that have 5,000. They are struggling to bring out 1,000 from it. You are always bringing out all you have. All you have, watch out. It's not the day we come The person that have 5,000 will stay in 5,000. You that have 200 will have 200,000. I speak from experience. And even at 200,000, God will say, give me that your 200,000. He said, is it just 200? Should I borrow and add? That's our mindset. Oga, it's not impartation. You can even cry and go back to it. You are not hearing me. Most ladies that cry in meeting, their character is still despicable. It's nothing to write home about. Do you know how many young men meet me and say they want to marry? As people are saying, there is no husband there. There is husband though. Me, I'm not telling you free of charge. Yes. Yes. Meanwhile, I'm not talking to you. I kona mahavasasa. There is. The thing is either the person doesn't have fire or he doesn't have character. Nobody wants to marry cold water. You will just be dragging the person all your life. If you have fire and have character, you will be hot cake. Eh? As they are saying, they don't see somebody to marry. You have 7 people. I'm telling you. There are things I can't say. Even amongst us. As some are looking for who to marry, there are people that have more than enough suitors. Oh God, is the secret, I'm telling you. Is the thing. Who doesn't like a good thing? Are you getting the point? Sometimes people like to do business with some people, like to deal with some people. Why? Because they have integrity. There is something developed. You see, if you're a believer, the Holy Spirit needs to work in your heart to the point that if there is a possibility that your character will be, your integrity will be tainted, pay any price to avoid it. Integrity is one of the most costliest things a man can have. You can't buy it. It's different from reputation. In fact, integrity is the standard measurement of character. Do you know what is integrity? It means that weather doesn't change what you are. Are you with me? People don't change it. Circumstance don't. More money doesn't change it. Stage doesn't change it. What you are that thing. It's integrity of character. People don't have it. They can speak in tongues and move in anointing. It doesn't matter anything. I have met people everywhere. High, low. Don't have it. You give pastor money, he eats your money. Speak in tongues, take you to court. He's a thief, he's a crook. And let me warn you, somebody says he's a pastor, make sure you find somebody to attest to what you are doing. If he says he's a reverend, get a lawyer. If he says he's a bishop, get a son. That is why if you are brethren like this, before you deal with your, start studying them. The only reason why you should relate higher, deeper with your brethren is because you have noticed his character and his submission to authority. Like this man now, I can speak for him anytime, any day. Do you know why? It's not because he's perfect, but because if I tell him, OJB, stop, he stops. Because there are things about you don't even know. Sometimes you don't even know that thing you are doing is wrong. So somebody sees and says, stop. But you don't want to stop now. Satan will have you very soon. Satan will have you. And when he has you, nobody can stop him. Because what some people don't know is that many seasons that Satan want to have people is somebody that stood for them. I will show you. That's my teaching today. The three layers of character development. That's where I'm going to. It's a long lecture. God needs to help us. The power is coming. The glory, money, things are coming. Meanwhile, trial is coming with it, temptation. The standard of faith in Nigeria is reducing. Haven't you noticed? What is the problem? Character deficiency. I have said it every time. Our corrupt politicians are elders in church. They are your uncles, some of them. Think. You remember one now. I say I was part of the people that prayed for some. Stay, let the Holy Spirit deal with your heart. See, that's why my teaching is not popular. It's popular, but it's not popular. It's not popular because people don't want to accept that one. They are looking for the easier. They just want to do something. They don't want to deal with the issue with them. Deal with your heart. Deal with your weakness. Deal with your character. They don't want to see their weakness. Some of them can see in others, but they can't see their own. If you only see other people's weakness, it's a proof that you are very weak too. It's a weakness for you to see only weakness in others. So if I come now, if I say let's pray for nations, let's move the frontiers of the kingdom of God, let's project the God, let's promote, let's stand for God, let's do things. You think God is too interested in what we are doing? God is not interested in doing. He's interested in being first. The man that is qualified to act for him is the man that has become a certain kind of person. See, people more anointed and better people than you have entered certain positions and they became lost. Even men of God that are more serious, more anointed than some people have entered there, they became lost because they didn't pass through the process that can groom a heart. Sometimes it's not with money and with women. Sometimes they will tempt you with evil. You will be at the... Are you with me? I say everybody has a breaking point. That's what Satan assumes. When in the book of Revelation, they began to count the merchandise that was sold at Babylon. And one of the merchandise that was transacted in Babylon was the souls of men. Do you know what it means? It means Satan assumes that everybody has a price. He assumes you have a price. The reason why you have not fallen is because they have not brought your bounty. When they bring the real price, okay, you go for. That's what he believes. Some people, their own is marriage. Some people, their own is money. Some people, their own is fame, is ministry. I was speaking with one of my brothers. He said, if God take away ministry from him, he go pay him. He has summarize his life in ministry. If God take away ministry from you, you go suffer. You will be disoriented. Me, I'm telling you for free. You know, we don't hide this thing. So if you don't like me, I don't need your like. Has not helped. It doesn't help you, doesn't help me. Who does it help? Nothing. I say the truth. Everybody has a price tag. That's what Satan believes. So when if he wants to get you, he puts hand on that ministry. That is why sometimes God keeps you in query sight. You need to lose sight of it. When you now gain God, they will be begging you to do ministry. Yourself, you be wondering, well, the ministry now is suffering for me because my life is too set. That what am I going to gain in ministry? Because an average young man thinks that when you enter ministry, after some time, God begins to bless you, give you car, give you, and then announce you. God will announce you. God will give you speed. God will raise you up. God will bring you ahead of men. You will rise above your mates. I come out. What did he profit you that you rose and others didn't rise? That is not the accurate measurement that God is moving in our generation. So God have to take those things away from you. And then you die to it in the beginning. Because there is a time that will come, and the only reason why you are doing ministry is because you love God. If you do ministry for any reason beyond the love of God, you will pay for it. Satan will come for you. Are you hearing me? Satan will come for you. You don't even do ministry because you are anointed. Satan will still come for you. Don't do ministry because, in fact, don't even do ministry because there is problem in Nigeria. I've heard people say that the problem you see and the challenges is the reason why. That's your calling, that's your purpose. That, as good as that thing is not enough reason for you to do ministry. The only reason, standard strong enough to do ministry, is what? The love of God. It's the love that can constrain a man to die. There is nothing else that can, because many things cannot be your price tag. Death can be your price tag. If you face the barrel of a gun face to face like this, what decision can you take for Jesus? What will make you stand that day is not anointing, is character. Are you hearing what I'm saying? And guess what? The character you have not developed before you face the barrel of a gun cannot suddenly materialize. As a matter of fact, your weakness is what will be made manifest on that day. They will start arresting. Things will happen in these last days. That is the prophecy in the scripture. Pastors will hide. And men that are groomed in the query sight of the Spirit, they will arise like giants. They count their life for nothing. If you are not willing to follow us, drop out now. Every day I come to the end of myself. Every day I have realized the prayer of Paul. He said, why do we hazard our life daily? His testimony was that he dies daily. He said, I'm crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I. I don't want to preach. The church that started the age is the one that we end it. Is the apostolic church. Their testimony was that they loved not their life unto death. There is no bounty. There is no price that Satan puts on their head and he can buy their soul. The only thing that bought them is the blood of the Lamb. There is no price again that is equal to that price. There is no bounty on your head that can buy you. Whatever Satan brings is a lesser payment. And because of the grooming that you have received in your soul, the character of Jesus molded in you is not talk. Tell Jesus, touch my heart, is not talk. Pray for 1 minute. People are saying the same thing. They talk about character. When it matters most, there is no, they can't stand it. I have seen people that teach character. They think character is morality. Morality is not equal to character. That you are well behaved is not what we mean by character. This is the nature of God. His integrity, his life, his patience, endurance, goodness. You are not praying. When you pray, Jesus will see you. Oh my God. A holy generation cry to you, O God. Bestow grace upon our soul. Let your spirit walk strong upon our heart and mold and forge us to men of character, men of integrity, men that can stand the test of time. Why sometimes you need to pray long and groan the way we do. It's not given to the soul of a man, the one that is unregenerated, to obey the laws of God. No, he's rebellious in nature. When we groan and pray like this, then the Holy Spirit takes advantage of the opening you gave him in the spirit and begin to walk his nature. That one takes time. So when you groan, it's like you opened up chambers in your soul for him. And then he begins to touch different dimensions of your heart as a result of that aperture opening that you gave to him. Many things that were not possible or given to you will become possible in the moment. The weakness in your heart will be taken away. I want to tell you that when a man is feeble in the heart, is a deficiency in character. You think it's only lying and pride that is deficiency in character. When you are feeble in your heart, is a deficiency in character. When men are sent to wars, do you know there is no war that is sent and men that are feeble in character is sent with them? In this last day's army, men that are feeble in heart will be removed because they are weak in character. Have you heard of the Gideon army? They are them that they sieve them out. Men that can't take water like this, they are feeble. They want to run the race anyhow. They just want to carry everything. They want to feel good along the way. They want to hear messages that we pass them with. They just want to feel good around the church. They don't need anything. We don't need them now. I'm telling you, even if you're a pastor, you are endangering the lives of people. You cannot explain to them what is going to come after now. There is no way you can explain to them. The only thing you need to do is to prepare them for the days that is ahead. I bring a warning. People will hear the things, the rumors that will come and the things that will come on this earth, and wonder if there is a solution in the Bible. They wonder what message have we been listening to that did not prepare us for a day like this. What have we been listening to that did not prepare us for this day? The feeble hearted. You know, there are things, if people talk about, once they talk about pride and talk about what else? Anger. Then they have finished everything about character. To be feeble hearted is a deficiency in character. Do you know what it means? When God is crying for men to rise in the face of adversity, to speak out for him, these men lack courage. They will hide. They will give many, they will use motivational speech to explain out their lack of courage. They will borrow medical books to explain their lack of courage to stand for God. They will use human wisdom to explain their lack of courage. When they want to collect tithe from you, they use Bible. You are not with me. When you want to collect tithe, you use Bible. When we are in the face of warfare, you will drop Bible and use humanism. Oh, I don't want to say this. God have mercy. You that is hearing me, save yourself. stop hoping that people will say, save yourself, you that is hearing me, save yourself. It's a character deficiency. That's what it is. And every man that is deficient in character, that is an avenue you have given Satan to have you in the future.
Let me just read a place in this scripture.
Have you not noticed that evil is more in the church now than outside? I spoke with a man, is it not yesterday? I'll be there before yesterday. When the man finished talking, I did not argue with him, because many of the things he's saying is true. That is where we have reduced the church to, and the power have left, because the power of our faith is in the cross. Say the cross. Real power is not anointing per se. Real power is what can face Satan and the world and conquer it. I'm here to see what faces the cross and doesn't bow. Everything bows at the face of the cross, even Satan himself. Beyond the cross is the crown. Everything. When the world sees the cross, it bows. When flesh sees the cross, it bows. When Satan sees the cross, it bows. That is our power. So when our gospel takes away the cross, do we have power? And it's easy to say this thing. When we face the cross, it becomes hard. How do you explain the prayer points that people bring to church, if not for the fact that there is something deficient? How do you explain the fact that the only way somebody can interpret the Bible is just for what God will do for him? If you bring a rebuke to that person, he will find a way in the Bible to explain it away. That God can't be saying something like this, that God is love. So what he means is that be fornicating, be doing anything. God is love. He has done everything. Is rebellion that is in, is iniquity, is lawlessness. That spirit is already at work. Save yourself. And the only way to save yourself is to allow the Holy Ghost to build character in you. When temptation comes, what it does is to reveal what is there. When this season comes, it reveals it. Men that are weak, this season has proved it. Look at common corona. In case you don't know, worse things are coming. This is the beginning of the bed pans. Worse things are coming. If you see the way we hid because of corona, what is corona? What if they are going house to house and shooting people? Do you know how the church in China survived? It's in prison that the church in China spread. Do you know how the early church spread? People will bring the Pauline epistle and be they are looking at Pauline epistle. I don't know what people read in the Bible. You are looking at the epistle of Paul, and all you can read from it is to live a lascivious life. You are Satan has collected you, actually. Because the man that is writing, he said, I write this thing in bonds. That thing is not spiritual bonds. His bonds, physical one. He is in prison. That's what he means. So he is in prison and have that audacity of faith. You, no money in your pocket. A damsel can't pass near you. You'll be thinking of how to sleep with it. This thing it's not you I'm talking to. There are many people listening to me. Thousands of them. You don't know the feedback they are giving me. Eh? Some won't come and tell me. They are pastors, but they are listening to me. They are listening to, they know they are the one I'm talking to now. Satan is coming for them. He's coming for them. This is the last moment they have to save themselves from it. Your church members don't know what they are doing in the secret. God knows. That's why there is lack of power because in the body of Christ, because there is no cross. People fall under power, fall under anointing. But there is no power. They come out from that place and they come back with their lust. They can sit under you and sit with their lust for 1 year. You will be advising them under their, something is wrong with you, my friend. Stop pastoring. Stop deceiving people. Calm down. Calm down. Calm down. When we come before God, all of us, we'll find the right estimation we have before God. And many people, we face a rude shock before God when they appear, and they will find out that what men see in the physical as bogus ministry, that in the spirit is worth nothing. The only proof that people are improving in some people's congregation is new job, new clothes, and marriages. There is no eternal, tangible substance to measure growth in the spirit. I can drop you in your family now. It might be hard, but after some time you conquer. I can drop anybody here. I can, or anybody that have stayed with me here for 4 months, I can give you mic. You think it's joke? I can give OJB now. That day we did Bible study that day, OJB fired us. Kai, we almost went into prayer. I said, no, wait. It's me that posted, because I know where he's going to. He's driving us. All of us, like Mumu, all of us, we are entering. We know where we are going, but we can't stop it. We are entering. He's a spirit, my friend. There are some government election now. The people contesting it, I don't know how they do it in Nigeria. I don't know how they do it in Nigeria. Some people even boldly leave pastor, and they are contesting election, and they are doing unimaginable things. Okay, leave title. Let's leave title first. Elijah, let's leave title. Let's find the fruit of Jesus in you, the fruit of his character. Let's find it in you. Let's find it. Let's leave title. If you can develop 7 of the ones you know, let's talk about, you will find out that you will affect this generation faster. When the anointing comes upon a humble man, it achieves 1,000 times more. Because beyond, are you with me? When a man of character ministers under the anointing, beyond the yokes that are breaking, life are changed. How can you sit under somebody like Apostle Aaron? He said he came one day and he was preaching. And then suddenly a lady stood up like this and said, "I am tired." How do you explain something like that? She said, I'm tired of sinning. As soon as she said it, the whole place, everybody started crying. How do you explain that one? If you like, go and talk like him. Do you know the way he talks? Talk like him and do all those things. Nothing will happen. You can even talk his big revelation. God, nothing will happen. He's a spirit. He's a life. He's a process. Let's stay. Let me just list this thing for you. I think I have done 70% of what God wants me to do today. The 3 layers of character development. Let's see Isaiah chapter 6, 5 to 9. Luke chapter 22, 31 to 34, 54 to 62. And then Acts chapter 2, 22 to 23. Number 1. I'm going to get to the scriptures. Number 1, the first layer of character development is what we call revelation. Say revelation. 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 See, this is where God uses people, circumstances, and encounters to show you your deficiency. See, a man that have not seen his deficiency is unlikely that he will make effort to rectify what is wrong. Are you getting the point now? So you must see what? Your deficiency. Your deficiency. So God uses people, circumstances, and encounters. It varies to show you your what. This one is revelation. Are you with me? We'll read it in the scripture. So it is when your deficiency is revealed to you, maybe by circumstance or by encounter or whatever means, that you now know, so I can do this. There are people that never knew they can tell lie until they are now faced with, they will not lie. Lie half grade though. Then you now lie and then you recover yourself. Say, Jesus, forgive me. Jesus, he has forgiven you. The problem is what made you to lie like that. How did you manage to lie like this? Something is wrong. That's him. His help, that his mercy, that God did. And then you, that lie you lied in that circumstance is a good thing. Lying is wrong, but that lie is what? A good thing, because it helped to show you that as you are shining like this, that you still retain the capacity to lie. What if somebody bought a good and your father or your brother or your mom is inside doing eye like this for you? You are with me. They are doing eye like this. Doing eye like this for you. Okay, you will lie small. When you lie, you now tell God, I know I sinned against you. It's not about that. It's about what. Is about what is it that even prompted you to respond that way? If a certain character has been formed in you, if you are faced with a certain, in fact, there are positions you find yourself, you even become angry that people are expecting you to act this way. Has it not happened to you before? For example, you might not know you like dancing. As you are doing, Imora. Let's say the truth. So, you might not know you like dancing. And then after some time, you are reading Bible. When, let me leave you. Let me use Joshua. You might not know you like them, sir. But one will just send you text message and you'll be smiling from ear to ear. Remember yourself, you check yourself, you comport yourself. Let's analyze the matter. Are you with me, Elijah? And they will now call you. When you finish answering the call, you will pray well that night. It's not because the thing is a spiritual booster. It's because your soul was something entered your heart. And meanwhile, these things, you are doing it unconsciously. I say even the most holy brothers do it. So leave those holy brothers that wear eyeglasses and wear suspended trousers. Oh God, they are guilty, my friend. If you know what they are doing inside, hey, they can do wonders with text message. Let me stop there. Some of them that they will come here and come and sit and be looking at me like this. If you see the wonders they do with text message, it's even better you do it physically so we know. The wonders that is going on WhatsApp, only Jesus knows. Some sisters, only Jesus knows what is on your WhatsApp. There are SU sisters, oh. I know my SU sisters here won't like me again. I'm not bothered. You will come back 3 years later with wine. and say, "Pastor, is your message that saved me?" That day you didn't know you were talking to me. I know I'm talking to many people. These things are there, you are not aware. The way you reacted, it can even be in fellowship. There are some dancers, there are some guys you look out for. Your soul is moving in that direction like this. You can think it's because of Jesus you are coming. Yes, it's Jesus and are you with me? Jesus and it's not only Jesus, it's Jesus and you are not answering me. Jesus and also the guy too. It's Jesus and the other one. So when you come like this, you pray. Kata, 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 kata. You do eye like this, do eye like this. Damsel never show. Nobody will notice our magic today. Oh. And the babe will pray. Fakwa, taka, kaya, kata. And then he look. The guy never show like this. You know all this thing, you know. You know. The problem is not that, oh. It's not a bad thing, oh. In quotes, it's not a bad thing. The bad thing is what makes you, that thing that makes you act that way. That when you realize you are acting that, you now check yourself. Say, I am a spiritual man. I shouldn't be acting that way. It's a good thing that thing is revealed. Because that is the thought and the intent of your heart. That is the seat of your personality. That is where you act subconsciously. That is the real you. When you are put under sufficient pressure, you act from that fountain. That's from where you will live by. Forget the ones we do now because you are not under pressure. When you are under pressure, you will find out that the reason why some people are following me is for some things. Like some people follow Jesus, they thought that there is throne waiting for them. When throne was taken away, their heart became bad. If you relate with people like me, and there is something that happened, or something taken away from you, and you feel bad, you have a very serious character deficiency. The flesh is still very strong. What will even make you think that way? There are some things that will happen. You start thinking, is it this thing? Is it this one? Is it what is making you thinking like that? Sometimes you even say, why am I thinking? Even me, I'm thinking like this. Has it not happened to you? Then you start checking yourself. What will make a man? That thing is what you need to cry out to God. He is still small now, oh God. Let's deal with it. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Don't allow it to grow. It's a mad dog. It's a mad dog. It will bite you and kill you. So God uses, number one, people. Number two, circumstance. Number three, encounters. To what? Reveal these character deficiencies. This is the first layer. So when there is no revelation, you can continue living the way you are. Do you know? For example, you can feel you are a good person. Are you a bad person? So you are the one I'm talking about. How do you know you are good? How? You feel you are good, so you are good. Your standard is inferior. If the measurement of good is based on your standard, this world would have gone into chaos. Are you getting the point now? There is only one that is good. It is from that lens we measure what is good. So the standard of measuring good is not you. It's who? So how do we find out God's standard and where do we find it? Yes, you are correct. So I don't have time. We would have measured you from the scripture. When we are through, we find out whether you are good. When a man doesn't devote the majority of his time to seek out his maker, is he a good man? Is the person a good man? Are you a good man?
He has shame. He said he's a good man before. Let me show us one more.
The next, number two, the second layer is dealings. Say dealings. You must have found out in the book of Hebrews, I think chapter 12, the scripture spoke there. He said that if God does not chastise us, then he is not dealing with us as sons. Are you with me? So, have you heard people say that?
I don't want to say this now.
Have you heard people talk about the fact that you are son? You know, at least in this ministry, our major focus is sons and sonship. Huh? The question, the challenge is that the definition of sonship is different from what people talk about. The only definition an average believer gives to sonship is just on identity. On identity, everybody is equal. But when you begin to talk about responsibility that is allotted to men, it's as a result of your yieldedness to dealings. Are you with me? And in dealings, there is, number one, say chastisement. Number two, rebuke. Say rebuke. Number three, correction. There are three things in dealings. Number one, what? Number two. Number three, corrections. So when you don't have this around you, around your life, you are not a son. So if God rebukes you, or somebody that you are submitted to in authority rebukes you, and you can't take it, correct you, you can't take it, you are a vagabond, you are not a son. The proof of sonship is your capacity to submit to correction. Submit to God's correction. Sometimes you will understand it, and God will tell you, go and ask the person that offended you for forgiveness. Eh? You cannot. You are not a son. You are a vagabond. That is where your sonship is tested. Tomorrow, if you wake up and say, I know who I am. I'm walking in power. I'm walking in miracle. I live a life of favor. I know who I am. No. You just know half. It's good though. The one you know is half. And half truth is worse than lie. And when people now come to a certain plane in their life, they will start noticing that they were not giving the full gospel. Are you getting the point? It will not be obvious when you are just around believers. When you meet unbelievers, it will be obvious you received half gospel. Because there will be no difference between you and them. The same week, how can you have the same weakness with unbelievers and you have the audacity to boast about the life you have? Shut up your mouth, shut down, stay with Jesus until the life in you works out a different thing, a different mode of oppression. My sister called it a culture. When you yield to that culture enough, it will mold a worldview, a type of lifestyle that is different from others. To the point that even whether you preach with your mouth or not, your life will be a message that men will hear. Are you with me? That is what we call the living epistle. So when I come and tell you, don't lie, first thing you do is that when you lie and I rebuke you, first thing you do is that you check, since me and you started relating, how many times I have lied to you? Is it not what you do? Is what a normal human being does. Then you check, you find out, Pastor, I've not lied though. Is it not true? What do they say? Pastor, I've not lied. You know what I'm saying? Even if I don't want to do this, but because I know this man that he has not lied. If Pastor tell you that it is 1,000, it's 1,000. If Pastor tell you we are fasting, he is fasting. Let me use our own. Do you know there are many pastors that say we will fast and they don't fast? They will come and shout about prayer. You need to pray 1 hour, pray 2. If you don't pray, you did that ministry now. Why am I always? It's because I love you. Eh? You did that type of ministry. Where you preach people and they are crying. Meanwhile, you are guilty of the same thing. You can do it. Oh, you did it too. You can preach people and they are crying. Meanwhile, you are guilty of the same thing. You can preach jealousy and people are crying because of it. Meanwhile, you are envious. You have pride and you can preach about it. I tell you truth. Are you getting the point? Anyway, that's not my point. So when God begins to show the first proof of mercy that God wants to help you is that He begins to reveal your weaknesses. And I've told you how many ways He can do it by encounters. Sometimes you can have an encounter like that vision you had. That one is on encounter basis. So in the dream you now notice that you have a tendency of fame. There is nothing in the physical that would have, even me, I don't believe it. If not that you saw it in the vision, all of us won't believe it. Are you seeing it? So it took an encounter. Sometimes it takes people. Two or three people will be telling you, Tolu, you have feeble heart. If something strong happen now, you will hide. You always like to stay behind. Make others they go. That one is not Jesus. If one person say it, another person say it, the third person say it, leave it. Whether they are friends or your enemies, calm down and what? Check. Huh? Then another way people can reveal it is somebody can hurt you. Somebody can do something very bad to you. And then you begin to think about ways to get back to the person. What you do that day that they hurt you is a proof of your character. Sometimes when things are going well, you don't know you can do that. It's not yet revealed that you have that capacity. So when that thing happens, it's not a bad thing per se. It's a good thing because it now shows you where you need to what? Work on. Say work on. Somebody can do something to you now. That time I wanted to come and collect your organ now. Victor, you are there. Hi. In fact, I have already called somebody. He's not coming with police, so he's coming with army, soldiers. And the person comes and says, "Where are we coming? Give me the number. If I come, we are coming." The guy called me and said, "Shed, where are you? Where are you? We are coming. We are on the way." I said, "No." Because after I made the contact, I now went inside. The Holy Ghost, he didn't talk much. He just did like this. You know, say like this. You know that one. He's like this. He's very faint, but he's loud. He's faint, but he's what? Loud. He did like this. I spoke in tongues. I wanted to ignore it. When I finished, I wanted to step out. He did like this. Only broken men hears that language. If you don't hear it, then something is very, very wrong with your heart. When he said it, I now dismissed that other guy. We went spiritual. It's hard because we would have settled it there. This whole area will respect me that day. Because they look at me and say, who is this small boy that? It's not just that I'm young, I'm even small in stature. People have insulted me till I'm tired. Pray for me. May God help me. It's not just that I'm young, I even look. If I'm big like this, my man there, you know, he is big like this. Then I'll come and say, "Somebody shout hallelujah." He would have. Do you know how many times I went for ministration? They took my protocol and ushered the person in as the guest minister. I don't even know how to react. Me, I sat as the protocol. Until they now brought mic. They now brought mic and gave protocol. Protocol said, "Daddy." I said,
My brother, be careful. May they not carry mic give you as protocol. Because when they get, that's when you will realize, you will not remember daddy. I'm telling you many, many times. Until I now found, it took me 1 year to find out what the Holy Spirit is doing. And after then, for 3 years, I was not, but I allowed him. Till now, whatever you do now doesn't bother me. If I come to a ministration, come to a ministry, come anywhere, I can sit any place, I can do anything. That is why when I found myself in that place, I was able to become small. It's because I was small that I was able to learn. If I had come like this, they will give me seat prematurely. And then I won't pass through process. Because now, many people relate with me and they now wonder, are you still the one we knew before? Because it's not magic. Something like this, because if you understand the process of time, you know that 3 years or 2 years is too short for you to accomplish what they are seeing manifest. That means you must have been something then. Why is it that thing you are, we didn't see it? My brother, is the dealing the Holy Spirit is giving. That's why it was easy for me to become of no reputation. It is when I become of no reputation, I was able to pass through dealings. Even people that you should help were riding on hell like this. I'm matching you. Allow them to match you. It's a hard message. Allow them. Allow them to despitefully use you. Make sure you are not suffering for your own sin. Make sure you are suffering for Christ's sake. Character will be worked out in you. When you come out, very soon, those people will come to your feet and seek counsel. They will say, I know I offended you, but I have found out now that you have what I need. They will now ask you for forgiveness. Huh? But if all of you end up the same place, it is the same thing. Their notion, their mindset, you will prove them right. But if you submit to process, you prove them wrong. Say dealings. In dealings, God begins to use circumstances. Say circumstances. Trials and temptations to work in character into you. See, sometimes the circumstances can be good or bad. Eh? For example, there are people that doesn't believe all this thing love, they don't believe because of what their people have. I don't know if I told the young lady to come and meet me. I've forgotten her name. The young lady chatted me up and said that everybody that sees her wants to take advantage of her. Why is it that people cannot love her for who she is? It's only married men that is interested in her. And there are many people, they have passed through terrible things. They don't believe this love thing you are saying, nah, lie. There are many men that are like that, oh. And then you go and marry like that. You will make somebody's daughter a tissue. You will manhandle the person. Not because you want to, but because of that thing. There is a young man that came out and cried and said he can't help it, but he have noticed that he is brutal in his heart. That when he handles a lady wicked, then he is happy. That is masochistic. Eh? When somebody's daughter is crying for, when he beat the lady black and blue, big eye, he will now start telling the lady, sorry. He will now take you to let's use Lagos own. He will now take you to Domino Pizza and then buy Cold Stone ice cream and all those things they do to apologize to you. Tomorrow you say, he lost me. He just temper issue. He's not temper issue. There is something beyond that, my friend. The person has not experienced love. You can only give what you have. So when God wants, when those people get born again, guess what? Some of those things are still there. So the only way God can help you now, for those people, it might not be negative or unpleasant circumstance that God will use. God will now present people like you on their path. No matter what they do, you are still showing them love.
Huh? Some people, they will use... I don't want to use this extreme case. There are some people that showed, some mothers showed their children love till they died. They died out of that thing. And then when they died, the eyes of their children now cleared. Have you heard of that thing? They now began to live what they would have lived. They started crying. It took somebody showing them a dimension, a positive dimension of character, for them to realize their need of it and for the thing to be administered into their heart. You can show somebody love to an extent that he will know how to love. Are you getting the point? Actually, that is the realm of the overflow you were teaching. There are people that no matter what you do to them, they are talkative. Everybody in their family is jesters, talkative, clowns. Talk, 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 talk. When they stay around you, they wake up in the morning, kataka bratatata, staka katabambre, sakota kambratatata, ratatababratatata, shatakambratatata. And the way I pray is, if I'm going to brush my teeth, I'm praying. When I finish, you see, anything I'm doing, I'm sick. If I'm studying, if I'm gisting with somebody, say, well done, oh, shata kambre, shata tata, rabata kambra tata, shata batada kapata. There is a guy that visited me. He woke up in the morning. We greeted. I said, well done. Shakwa tata, rabata tata. In the afternoon, well done. Shatwa kapata kabra tata. In the evening, well done. The guy shocked. We did it first day, second day, third day, he ran away. When such people stay with you for 3 months, what they will do is they will start praying with you. They don't know that that prayer is one of the ways. If, are you with me? If you are struggling to tame your tongue, pray for long in tongues. Try it. When you pray for 12 hours in tongue, you won't feel like talking to people. Has it happened to you before? Pray for long. You see this one, we pray here. We groan, groan, groan. When we finish the first 12 hours, the last 12 hours, we did it for 2 days. When we finish the first 12 hours, do you feel like talking? You that is looking for where to rest. The only talk somebody will engage in that period is something very important. If it's not important, once you notice it's going, the person will ask you. That's why some guys are still confusing some ladies. Have you eaten? What did you eat? Is it egg? My friend, you don't have any serious thing to do. Me and you know that he's not about to do anything about your lack of food. He's just to ask foolish question. Somebody is in Lagos and asking you, have you eaten? Have you? When you tell she said, if you tell the person you have not eaten, he said, find something to eat. My sister, let's face serious matters. Anyway, it's not bad though. You can be doing those. There are people that feel it's romantic. I'm not one of them. When you are a serious man on the path of destiny, very serious, when people like us start joking around you, we know something is wrong. Yes, we don't have time. And it's very, very important you become that sort of person. Huh? So that when you talk to a damsel like this, the damsel will know that God has answered her prayer. There are, guys, if they talk to you, you will know this is one distraction added. Is it not true? This is one distraction, what? Added. But there are, guys, if they talk to you like this, you know, He has not said anything, but you start asking God, is something happening? Let me stop. Because you know that this guy doesn't joke. He is just so serious with God, serious with anything that is moving him like this. If I'm you, I will say, God, whatever I'm doing, may I continue to do it. They said all ladies are equal. It's not completely true. All guys are equal. It's not completely true. Huh? There are some people that have built so much value in them that they have become of very high worth. When they stay around you, what they have flow into you. If they are diligent, it flows in. I will show you. Maybe by tomorrow we analyze the characters. For example, virtue. You know what is virtue? Virtue is the essence of value and morality. Huh? I have stayed with two people in tents. There are people here, I don't want to mention their name. If they wake up in the morning, they want to be lazy throughout. If there is a way, but in the evening, they want, it happens, you want to preach. You can't cringe here, but you can preach. You don't know virtue. It was toilet I washed for 6 years in campus. I was not preaching. It was after 4 years they now started giving me mics small. My sister is here. So there are many, as I'm talking now, there are many people that are witness to what I'm saying. I'm not like people that talk what they have not done. There are so many people that can say I'm lying. The truth is that I even forget some self. My life is lived among my brethren. It so happens that there is nothing I will say that somebody in my primary school is not here. Somebody in my secondary school hears it. They follow me. Somebody in university, they follow me. Youth service, they follow me. Even now, they follow me. So, if I lie, they catch me. It was toilet. You wash toilet. Huh? You need to know how to cook for yourself. You need to know how to be. These are moral codes. These are the things that make a normal human being like you. You need to be diligent. You need to know how to labor with your hands to feed yourself. These are moral codes. You need to know how to even greet people, relate with people. These are moral codes. God helping us, we'll get into it. I didn't go into details today. Maybe tomorrow we'll go into details. The last one is empowerment. Maybe let's read the scripture to close. Isaiah chapter 6. Be fast. Isaiah chapter 6. If you are there, say amen. The next 3 minutes, give me volume. Let's fly. Look at verse 5. This is Isaiah saying. Meanwhile, for you to understand this scripture, you might have to go to verse chapter 1. Are you with me? In chapter 1, you begin to see a man that, on the basis of anointing, he felt that he has been elevated above his equals. What he didn't know is that is not enough reason. See, anointing actually is actually the difference. Are you with me? But that is not a difference enough. You have to come to a point where there is a proof. Actually, the intent of God is that the anointing of the Spirit works twofold upon the life of a man. Follow me now. Huh? I'm trying to drive a point. That is what people like Kenneth Hagin call the anointing within. And the anointing what? Upon. So, actually, the greatest expending of the anointing works in a man within. Are you with me? Because the anointing that works within actually works perpetually. It is after some seasons you will find out that men that were truly humble by the Spirit was humble because the anointing was working in them. That is why their humility can be transferred. Are you with me? When you stay around them, what they carry inside of them rubs off on you. if what something, what somebody carries as a character cannot rub off on you as a result of relating with the person, that means it's not a product of the anointing within. Are you with me? Because it's anointing. If it's anointing, it will rub off. It will what? Flow. So a man can have the anointing upon, and then it will separate him from his equals because of what the anointing can do through his life. That is not an accurate testimony to the fact that he has been brought to a large place in the spirit, where what he has inside have the capacity to support what is operating in his life. Are you with me? So he can raise the dead and lie. He can prophesy and sleep with a damsel. Eh? He can preach a gospel of repentance, preach a holiness gospel, and come behind and collect bribe. Are you with me? Me, my father is a pastor. I've been to pastor's meeting for long, and I got, if it's not that Jesus encountered me, I will not be a preacher. The reason is because of what I saw amongst preachers. That thing made me despondent. It made me lose hope. It made me discouraged. I said, if pastors behave like this, what hope do we have? The ones that will lead men to the place of their destiny are men that are corrupted in their root. Such that I come to a pastor's meeting, ask my sister, they will bring food like this. Pastors will fight over food. Have you not seen it? What will now happen to members is pastors fight for food. What is food? If they fight for food, what would they do for money? They will go to, that is why many pastors have empowered their ministry through negative shrines. And some of these altars, they know that the work that we do in this last day, saying is ministry, that many of them is powered from their altar. They have been given support systems. They started in the spirit, but they are made complete in the flesh. The reason is because their character was not molded. They still retain a tendency to go to Satan to seek for help. They did not burn the bridge when they made their path. Then said I, woe is me. For what? For what? Because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of people of unclean lips. For my eyes have what? Seen the Lord. This is a man that had a genuine encounter, and his encounter with God had the capacity to reveal his insufficiencies. It was face to face with his maker that he began to see himself. Are you with me? Because when you see your maker, have you encountered the holiness of God? One of the things he does to you is that he begins to reveal to you your insufficiencies. Many part of the reason why people persist in their weakness, persist in their sin, persist in their fallibility is because they have not encountered the holiness. I don't know what they saw, but when you see the holiness of God, the first testimony that will come on your lips is, I am undone. It is from there that the Spirit of God will begin to help you. That is where you will know by encounter, not because of the letters that is in the scripture, that there is something in you that refuses to yield to the government of the Spirit. And man, from then begin to make a prayer. A prayer that you can only make if the Holy Ghost is the one revealing himself to you. You don't make that prayer until you encounter things like this. You will begin to think that there are many things you can do for God until you meet that thing. This man have done ministry from chapter 1 to chapter 2. From chapter 2 to 3 to 4 to 5. When he came to 6, God now revealed himself to you. Oh! What have you been doing and God have not revealed himself to you? You need an encounter with the holiness of God so that your deficiency in character will be revealed. You see, the holiness of God is the embodiment of his character when he wants to manifest to men. Are you with me now? So when a man encounters his holiness, then your deficiency in character will be made manifest. You need an encounter with the holiness. He said, woe, for I am undone. I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of people with unclean lips. He said, then flew
one of the seraphims unto me, having a live coal in his hands, which he had taken from the tongues of all the altar, and he laid it upon my mouth and said, lo, I have touched thy lips, and thy iniquity is taken away, thy sin is purged, your character is corrected. I need to tell you that after the revelation, a man has to be brought to the bosom corner of the Spirit of God, and then his character will be strengthened out. Oh, have you worn a cloth that is not iron? That is a deficiency in character. One of the ways to represent deficiency in character is to wear a very fine suit that is not iron. Even though the suit is fine, you need to pass it through fire. You need to pass it through hot iron to straighten out your character, to straighten out your attitude. He said, no, I am undone. Oh, but there is a remedy. I have come to the end of myself. Take over. I have come to the end of myself. Jehovah, take over. I have come to the end of myself. Take over. Jehovah, I have come to the end of myself. Hallelujah. Arasa sambreta bahasale. Pente kuramante babrata sazante. Hikorana manta babara. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I have come to the end of myself. Jehovah, take over. I have come to the end of myself. Itemize it for him. This talkativeness, this pride, too much sensitivity, this anger, this impatience. Itemize them. Itemize them. Itemize them. Itemize them. Cry. 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 You need an encounter, a fresh encounter with the holiness of God. Sometimes we think we are there until the Spirit begins to reveal to us. Pray for 2 minutes. Jehovah, take over. We have come to the end of ourselves. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We have come to the end of ourselves. Jehovah, take over. We have come to the end of ourselves. Minute, minute. Don't pay lip service to this prayer. Don't pray because others are praying. Pray because you desire God to touch your heart, to change you. Whatever it takes, do to us, Lord. Do to me, oh God. call him, he will hear you. This evil mind is not from you. Take away this lying tendency, lying spirit, lying culture. Even if it's a white lie, it's still lie. Take away this exaggeration. Tendency for fame. You like the praise of men. If they did not praise you and accord you, something in you will feel offended. Cry to him now. You like men to praise you. You call it honor. No, it's not honor. You like men to praise you. You like them to glorify you. You like them to make you into a different kind of being. It's not honor you need. You need a character to be worked in your heart. One more minute. Jesus. 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 The sword of the Spirit is cutting into hearts now. He's cutting, he's cutting. Ask God to give you grace. Give you grace to be better. Give you grace. Give you grace to be better. You cannot do it by your own strength. You need grace. You need grace. Sometimes you have even made attempts, but you still found out that you are still deficient. It's not as if you don't know. There are seasons in our life. It's not as if we don't know.
But the fact remains that we can't even help ourselves from here upward. You don't like discipline. You don't like staying under authority. What will make a man not love authority is character deficiency. There is something in you that is rebellious. You might not accept it, but it's rebellion inside you. It is not obvious yet, but it's rebellion. It's a rebellious spirit that doesn't want to stay under authority. In Jesus' mighty name, I will advise you to really go and pray in this prayer. Sometimes it will take fasting. And I need to tell you that sometimes when you pray these prayers, you will start noticing misbehaviors around your life. It is revelation that is going on. Are you with me? Suddenly, there is a way you fast, character prayer, and some things will start springing up from your life that was not there. It stopped many years ago, or rather you thought it stopped, and then you start behaving somehow, or some things. That thing is your engagement and desire to see yourself better that precipitated those things. Are you with me? Don't be afraid. It's part of the process. It's a revelational process. The whole thing was stirred up. Don't think it means that there is no progress. It means that these things has been hidden before and we are not aware it's there. This prayer and fasting you did just unearthed them. Are you with me? You are blessed in Jesus' name.